2 Kings chapter 12. Now we're going to carry on reading about King Joash. Now he became king when he was only 7 years old, and he was guided by a good priest called Jehoiada, who loved God. In the 7th year of the reign of King Jehu of Israel, Joash became king of Judah. He ruled in Jerusalem for 40 years, and his mother's name was Zibiah, who was from the city of Beersheba. Now, often when we read about the kings, we read the name of their mother. And that's significant because the mother has got so much influence upon the children. And that's why you should make sure that you marry someone who's going to support you in raising children to love God. That actually is the most important consideration for a young person getting married. And the mother does have a lot of influence on the child. So it says that this Joash, he did what pleased the Lord while Jehoiada the priest was teaching him. But the high places were not taken away, and the people continued to offer sacrifice and burn incense there. Now these high places were where they worshipped both the idols and Yahweh, the true God of Israel. And the problem was that they justified worshipping the idols because they said, well, this is a way of worshipping God, Yahweh. And this has always been the trouble for God's people, that we're tempted to think that we can serve God and what Paul calls mammon, what Jesus calls mammon, riches, wealth, and human things, that we can have both the flesh and the spirit. But what Jesus asks us to do in true Christianity is to be completely committed to the ways of God, not to mix them together. That's what God's people have always been tempted to do in different ways. Joash called the priests and ordered them to collect the money that was paid along with the sacrifices in the temple. And also the free will offerings. That's when people didn't have to offer money to God, but they just felt they would like to put some money in the temple treasury. Every priest was to be responsible for the money that was collected by him from those he was serving. And that money was to be used to repair the temple. But by the 23rd year of Joash's reign, the priests had still not made any repairs to the temple. Sounds like they kept the money for themselves. So Joash called Jehoiada and the other priests and asked them, why are you not repairing the temple? From now, you're not to keep the money that you receive, but hand the money over so that the repairs can be made. And the priests agreed to do this. So Jehoiada took a box. It's like a very big money box. He made a hole in the lid of it and put the box by the altar, on the right side of the altar. The priests at the entrance put in the box all the money that the Israelites gave as they came to worship. And when there was a large enough amount of money that was collected in the box, the high priest would come, melt down the silver and weigh it. They would write down how much silver was there, and they would give the silver to the men who were organizing the work of rebuilding and repairing the temple. And with that, they would pay carpenters, masons, smiths, builders, cutters of stone, and pay for buying the timber and the stones needed for the repairs. But they didn't use the money for making any cups, bowls, trumpets, or tools for tending the lamp. It was all used to pay for these workmen and the materials that the workmen needed to repair the temple. The overseers of the work were absolutely honest, so that they didn't have to ask them to give an account for the money. The money given for all the offerings for the sin offerings was not put in the box. That was given to the priests, because the priests also needed some money to live on. Now, so often, Christianity has gone wrong through people being dishonest with money, and so it has always been. You've got to be so careful whenever money comes up in the work of God and ministering to God, you've got to be so careful that it is dealt with honestly and that money is used for what it's given for. So at that time, King Hazael of Syria attacked the city of Gath and took it. And after that, he attacked Jerusalem. King Joash of Judah took all the offerings that his fathers Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, and Ahaziah had dedicated to the Lord, as well as what he had dedicated to the Lord, and all the gold that was kept in the treasuries of the temple and in the palace, and gave them to King Hazael, who then did not attack Jerusalem. Well, that sounds a bit like a lack of faith to me, especially when gold represents faith. Peter says that the testing of your faith is more valuable than gold that perishes. And yet he gives all the gold away instead of trusting in God to save him. Then the officials of King Joash made a plot against him, and two of them, called Jozachar and Jehozabad, they killed him in the house that he'd built on the east side of Jerusalem. Joash was buried in the tombs in the city of David, and his son Amaziah succeeded him as king. And so, if you compare this with what is written in the book of Chronicles, what it shows is that actually Joash, although it's not recorded here, he turns against Jehoiada and actually murders his sons. So it just shows that this man was grateful to Jehoiada while he was young. But then when Jehoiada died, he turned away. And this is the great thing that we should respect about people who are baptized young and are now very old and who die in their old age in faith, that they've kept on keeping on. And that, of course, is what we've also got to do.